So in Clause 3, the bill proposes to define certain key terms for the purpose of this legislation. A gang means a combination of two or more persons, whether formally or informally organized, who engage in gang-related activity. And one of the concerns I have with organized there is the fact that in the evolution of gangs around the world, and certainly in Trinidad and Tobago, in many instances, persons facilitate gang activity in a one-off because they know staying in a permanent arrangement as a gang member can prove to put them at a disadvantage and subject to detention, arrest, and charges. In Clause 5, where it states a person who performs an act as a condition for membership as a gang, I would add, I suggest respectfully, or knowingly facilitates gang activity or gang functions.